Just as it seemed protests may have been dwindling in Egypt, tens of thousands took over Liberation Square on another Friday in an attempt to keep the demands of the revolution alive.
We're going to back in Tahrir. Every Friday we're going to back to protect our revolution.
Protesters directed their anger towards the military as they demanded action to be taken against the former president, Hosni Mubarak.
The military rulers who are now there, they're doing exactly the same tactic like Hosni Mubarak in the first day of the revolution, which is too little, too late. It has been always like that, too little, too late.
The military council steals the revolution from us. The military council didn't do nothing real yet on the ground.
Mubarak should go on trial because he stole the people's money and gave orders to attack the protesters.
In a rare move, demonstrators pointed their fingers at the chief of the Supreme Council of Armed Forces, Mohammed Hussein Tantawi.
Minister of Defense is from the same regime, and we all know from the beginning, maybe at the beginning people don't want to protest against it, because they just wanted to take a step, but his turn is now.
Tantawi is a member of the old regime. We don't want to divide the army in two, but once the government is handed over to a civilian administration, we can think about this.
Protesters also called for a new constitution despite the referendum and stood in solidarity with other uprisings around the Arab world.
Protesters say they won't stop demonstrating until all their demands are met. They are already planning a mass rally for next Friday. Ihab Zahriya, Press TV, Cairo.